on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There is still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
We are so pleased you took the time to join us on ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman, and I'm welcoming into studio Mike and Evangeline Gomez with U-Turn for Christ. Welcome back, you guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
I was telling Elma, who was in here from Joy Junction not long ago, how long it seemed like it had been since she was in, and I almost forgot what you guys look like. Where you been?
Oh, we've been busy.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot of work going on out there. But
well, now, for those who are unfamiliar with U-Turn for Christ, Mike or Evangeline, whichever, why don't you give them the general description of what it is you guys do?
Yeah, we're a faith-based drug and alcohol recovery ministry. We have men's and women's homes, been in operation here in New Mexico for the past 10 years. We're going to be coming up on our 10-year anniversary in 2023.
Have you both been doing this for 10 years?
The Women's Ranch started six years ago?
Five.
Yeah, 5 years ago. And so I've been in the ministry of U-Turn for Christ for the past 16 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, did you start obviously at another location then?
Actually, yeah. Yeah, I started off in Paris, California, which is our headquarters, and then
I'm geographically challenged. Where's Paris?
Paris is near Riverside. It's right outside Riverside.
Well, I should know where that is. First 4 years of my life were in Sunnymead.
Oh yeah,
which isn't even Sunnymead anymore. I don't think. I think it's been kind of incorporated into Riverside or San Bernardino. I don't know.
So. Yeah, I think it's actually part of Paris now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sunnymead is right there where
I'll tell you this, Mike. When we were kids, we could hear the raceway, which is gone, from our house, and there were like cows. It was kind of out there.
Yeah. You know? There's nothing but industrial buildings there now. In fact, we need to pray for our headquarters. They're going to be relocating probably in the next couple of years because that whole area is being bought up.
Okay.
By a huge corporations and stuff. So,
well, a lot of the things you dealt with there, I have to imagine it's not much different here. Issues are issues, and healing is healing, and Jesus is Jesus. Things don't, well, we know he doesn't change, but is there any contrast really between what you saw there and what you see here in Albuquerque?
Yeah, you know, the drug culture, the lifestyle, it's the same everywhere. It's just fallen man, sinful nature, and we tend to find ourselves in predicaments that are beyond when we're so addicted or we're so falling into some sort of darkness that it takes the power of God to free a person from those bondage.
So, Evangeline, the ranch, how are things at the ranch?
They are going right along.
Yeah?
We just came back from taking the entire ministry to the headquarters in California, which is a yearly trip we do. We go
with the clients and
we take all the residents.
Oh, that's
yes.
Well,
so we camp out at the Grand Canyon.
Uh-huh.
We do Proverbs there in the morning and then head on into California, and it's the yearly alumni gathering. So all the U-Turn for Christ, any that can make it out from all across the country, come down.
So pretty in northern Arizona on the way out. Yeah, I have to tell you, there's so many times, though, it's like, I'd like to go, but I don't know, man. It's an hour there and an hour back. It's it wouldn't have been nice if they built I-40 just like right along the bottom of the Grand Canyon, then we'd all go.
Man, there's no greater view. You know, when you're trying to show people, you know, what a big God we serve.
Yeah.
It's like that Grand Canyon, I call it. Hey, you guys ready to see the grandest canyon?
Yeah.
You know, and it's all about the glory of God.
Let me show you what God can do with a little water.
Yeah. Yeah. That was just his leftovers, you know.
That's right. Oh, okay. So you got out to the event in Southern California. And how long are you out there?
The women's ranch, we were out a week. The men's ranch stay out 2 weeks.
Okay.
They're out there for an extra week for leadership training. So it's quite an adventure to take everybody out there.
Okay, so it's staff and or the
all the residents
and the residents
everybody
as well.
Comes.
Okay, so it's just like a conference kind of that you go out for. Did you learn anything new?
Every year.
Yeah.
We learn how to work together as a team.
Yeah. Well, part of doing that is just traveling like that. You want to find out if you can get along with someone, just get in a car and go a few hundred miles.
Yeah, we had some really big obstacles when we got to the Grand Canyon. We didn't consider that there was going to be the remnants of a hurricane.
Uh-huh.
And we're camping in tents.
Wow.
And, you know, we got soaked and we got drenched and we had to persevere through that and work together as a team. And
that's good.
And we made it. And it was really, you know, that's part of the whole experience.
Team building.
And just learning to problem solve and deal with each other and you look out for one another. And man, it was really cool. We woke up in the morning. It was cold.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Well, yeah, it's altitude. What is it? Over 7,000 feet, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was stormy. So it just brought all of that combination together. And we just said, you know what? God has us here and we're going to, you know, just look at this view and take in everything together. And man, it was awesome. We have some pictures on our Facebook and Instagram. You guys can always look at.
Well, and the other thing I wanted to on the web, make sure that our listeners knew about was the U-Turn for Christ website. The letter U, turnforchrist.com. Now, is there a specific, do you have to just look for the New Mexico,
connection? Yeah, the on the uturnforchrist.com, that's our national.
Right.
And then you can go straight to our website at uturnforchristnewmexico.org. New Mexico is all spelled out.
Okay.
So you can find it from the .com under locations.
Right.
And or you can go straight to the website at uturnforchristnewmexico.org.
That's what I'm doing. It's uturnforchristnewmexico.org. There we are. Enrollment for the men's and women's program. How many people are in the program right now?
Right now we have 15 men and I think three women.
Four.
Yeah. Now, for those listening that maybe have a sensitivity towards wanting to minister in this area, are you looking for people that can come alongside you?
Yeah, always. There's always opportunities to get involved. There's a process. You got to fill out a volunteer application. We had a couple of gentlemen come over the other day, and they toured the facility, and I spent the whole day with them, and they took the volunteer application, and we just kind of try to match them up to where their skills and their backgrounds are, and we try to match them up at some place in the ministry. We're always looking for volunteers. We have a thrift store as well. I was hearing you talk with Alma.
Yeah. Now, your thrift store is right over on San Mateo, is that
right? Yeah, it's right up the street here, so on San Mateo and right one block past Academy.
Okay.
South of Academy.
Okay, south of Academy.
Yeah.
On the east side of the street.
On the east side of the street.
Yeah, and they'll see if you're driving driving north on San Mateo just before Academy, you'll see the U-Turn for Christ sign right there on San Mateo.
Yeah. Yeah, the donation drop-offs. And we consider it a place of ministry for us. Our residents work there.
Right.
We bless a lot of people, take care of a lot of families who need stuff. We raise funds, and we do job training there.
So what do you, Evangeline or Evangeline?
Evangeline.
Yeah, that's right. Or Mike, your biggest challenge as you deal with the ministry, and I ask that so our listeners who, you know, many of them may give financially to support the ministry, but as far as prayer, what are some of the biggest challenges that you face?
I think really the biggest challenges are the daily battle of self-denial, you know, denying yourself, picking up your cross. It's discipleship.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are ready to get free and clear of their issues, but they're not quite ready to give up everything. And we just pray for God to transform hearts. We can't change anybody.
That's
Nobody
right.
can. Only God can.
That's right.
And so we want to pray for revelation, the gospel, to enter in and to have true transformation that way.
So maybe specifically pray for the residents that don't know Jesus, that he would prepare their hearts to receive him.
Yes, yes, that's our and that's our biggest need is just prayer warriors. Yeah. And we appreciate, you know, yes, financial contributions, all of those things, they all work together, but we want true fruit, you know, to remain. And that comes through the spiritual act of praying and seeking God and coming together as a community, supporting each other, encouraging each other. And you know what? We're all on the same team. Joy Junction, we're on the same team as them.
That's right.
We're on the same team as any other ministries out there doing the same thing. We're in this together.
All different parts of the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And we appreciate what you guys do. Evangeline, anything stick out to you that we haven't already mentioned as far as some of the biggest challenges you face doing the ministry?
Oh, I just think, just like my husband said, the spiritual warfare is phenomenal. And I was just sharing with the ladies at the Women's Ranch yesterday morning that this is a life or death ministry. Usually by the time they get to us, it's like the last step, usually before death or being completely taken over in their addiction and not coming out of it. So you can feel the spiritual attack from the time of intake all the way through because the enemy doesn't want to let go.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to relent. And we have to be, I tell them, in your word, prayed up and on guard. And yeah, that's what I love about this ministry, the high level of accountability, and we get to see the Lord at work every day.
We do not battle against flesh and blood, so be praying for protection for everyone in the ministry, whether a resident or the staff, and you know, serious stuff. Now, this is serious too, but it's a little more fun. It's all fun. But you have an event coming up that actually the general public is invited to take part in, and I'm kind of curious what your part is going to be in that. There's a talent. What's your talent?
You know what? My talent is making it come together.
That's a good talent. Someone needs to do it.
So you know, every year we have a Christmas party,
uh-huh,
and it's an open event. Anybody can attend. This year we're going to be hosting it at a church in the South Valley called Healing Waters Ministry, and so we're going to use their facility and invite the general public to come in, as well as all of our residents. And every year we have sign-ups and everything, but a lot of times it's like almost at the end, you don't have anybody, and then a whole bunch of people sign up, and people are always saying, I don't have a talent, or I don't have this or that, and it just takes a step of faith to go out and just share something. And it's all related to the gospel. We share a message that night. We have a Christmas dinner. And so that's something that you can either get involved in or you can pray for or you can participate in as far as being a part of the talent show.
Now, what would be the easiest way for someone either to find out about the talent show and how they can be involved or support the ministry of you know, with things going on at U-Turn for Christ New Mexico?
You know, just give us a phone call. That's the easiest way to connect. It's the phone number is 505-217-6888. And you just ask, you know, for the information you want to find out about that. Or if you want to find out about getting your loved one into the program, we are ready. And we could take people in just about any time. We just need some heads up. Through the intake process is, you know, there's a little interview that has to take place, and we want to ask the right questions,
right,
get people arranged so that way they can come in without any issues. There's always issues, but we want to help them get ready.
We've been visiting with Mike and Evangeline Gomez of U-Turn for Christ. And before we get to our financial update with Brian Cochran at John Moore Associates, I want to just make sure with either of you, is there anything we've left out that you don't want to walk out the door? Oh, we forgot to tell them.
Yeah, just the discipleship is always happening. And one of the cool things about our ministry is we raise up leaders, right? That's part of the second phase of the program, and it's a school. So the one thing that we got to celebrate with when we went to California is one of our men was raised up and ordained as a pastor in the ministry. And that's their graduation, as far as...
That's something to celebrate.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we aim towards that, and it's a long road. And it takes that process and that time of being under that submission to the Lord, going through your training. And a lot of, you know, people feel, I'm never going to, when they first come, I'm never going to get anywhere. I'm never going to see anything happen in my life. And then you walk out the door time later, and God has transformed your life to such a degree that he did his first wedding last weekend. And I got the pictures, and he was doing the wedding, and I was just looking at that and saying, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah,
God did.
And what God did. I like how you ended that, because God does a great work.
Yeah.
Evangeline, anything else?
Not that I could think of.
Okay. Well, then we did a great job,
yes,
right?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Well, we appreciate Mike and Evangeline Gomez coming into studio from U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico. The website again is U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico. It's the letter U to start, U-TurnForChristNewMexico.org. And the phone number that Mike mentioned, 505-217-6888. It's actually there on the website as well. Thanks you guys for coming in.
Thank you for having us, Steve.
All right. When we come back, we'll catch up with Brian Cochran at John Moore Associates on ABQ Connect.
I'm Adam Holtz, and you're listening to Plugged In on KNKT.
We're here to negotiate your peaceful surrender.
I'm not peaceful, nor do I surrender. I kneel before no one.
In the new movie Black Adam, Dwayne Johnson pulls on the spandex suit of a new superpowered do-gooder. DC Comics' latest special effects extravaganza gives us Black Adam's origin story, one that goes back 5,000 years. And it turns out, he's got some rough edges to file down as he unleashes his vengeance on the story's bad guys. Black Adam is an intense PG-13 movie, one that almost got an R rating for its violence. Add in spiritual talk about gods and demigods, and you've got a story that presents some real issues for families with young DC fans. So we're giving Black Adam a 2.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
What priority is the Word of God in your life? Skip Heitzig comments.
The Bible, which was once a focal point in our culture, is far from that today.
Far from that today.
It has been relegated to the coffee table or the bookshelf.
Sadly, Skip said, that is the trend in the church too.
The Church of Jesus Christ, and I'm painting with a broad brush here, has generally, for the most part, been absent of doctrine, absent of theology.
Want more from Skip? Visit connectwithskip.com.
It's like we're ashamed of theology. It's not about theology anymore. It's about meology.
Meology.
You're to make me feel better about myself. Or it's about be-ology.
Be your best you. Be your best self.
Increase your Bible knowledge with Skip's reading plan. Search for Skip Heitzig in the YouVersion Bible app. Here's why you need doctrine.
You need to know the one in whom you are trusting. To know your Bible is to know your God.
Is the dry air inside and out leaving you dry? Well, with the humid days of summer behind us, you might be facing cooler, drier air where you live. Too much exposure to dry air can lead to cracked lips, itchy skin, dry sinuses, and nosebleeds, and certain respiratory conditions. A humidifier, when used properly, can help. One of the most popular options, especially if you have children, is a steam vaporizer. But whatever type you choose, make sure it's the right size for the room and set to maintain a humidity level between 30 and 50%. Keep it properly functioning by using distilled water that's refreshed daily, cleaning it every few days, regularly changing filters, and following manufacturer's instructions. From Samaritan Ministries, a health-sharing ministry, I'm Doug Chamberlain with a Family Health Checkup. For more about your family's health, visit us on Facebook and Instagram or at FamilyHealthCheckup.org.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we're all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
Impressing you is not the same as connecting with you. There's a big, big difference. As a leader, to really move you, to stir you, to inspire you to stretch your faith to believe that you can do more and to make a bigger difference. I cannot just communicate to your head. I have to connect with your heart. And that's why I'm incredibly excited to talk to you about this talk. I call it Heart Over Head, The Power of Emotions in Leadership. The Power of Emotions in Leadership.
That was Craig Rochelle with a KLYT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast. On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
And welcome to another financial update on KLYT's ABQ Connect. And we welcome via phone today Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates. Brian, the president at John Moore Associates. And Brian, how's your week gone?
Things are going pretty good. Sure enjoying this this twist we've had in the weather. Cool but sunny. I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing I'm looking forward to this weekend, you know, you and Jim would always talk a little sports, so I'll go there a little bit. Now, I'm a fan, not a fair weather fan, but a 50-plus year fan of the Philadelphia Eagles, and they're heading into this weekend undefeated. So the good news for me is they're on a bye week, so they'll end this weekend undefeated as well.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal.
That's kind of
a thought, you know, going into the season that they'd be the undefeated team this far into the season. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, so many Bronco fans here, and actually preseason everyone expected AFC West to be so strong, and here the NFC least has become the NFC beast. So I'm having fun with it, but we're going to have fun finding out what's in store for us. You know, Brian, you're going to be here in another week doing another financial update. Only next week, we're blessed with a full hour of information from John Moore Associates and Brian Cochran. However, we're going to touch on that a little bit today, right? And then encourage everyone to come back for the full dose next week.
Absolutely. And I think in particular, what I want to dive into are maybe some end of year items that are unique to a down stock market year. So there's always a checklist of financial things that you should do at the end of the year, things to wrap up, things that are calendar year sensitive that you have to have done by December 31st. But I think in a year like this where markets have been quite challenging and a lot of people have seen a decline in their net worth, there's a few extra opportunities for changes there.
All right. Well, what would you encourage us to consider as we head into the end of year? Which, by the way, kind of it sneaks up on you. I mean, balloon fiestas should really be a real telltale, or even the New Mexico State Fair, which leads into the balloon fiesta. But yeah, you know, we turn around here and all the fall fest harvest things are going on, and people are going to start doing some holiday shopping. I hope.
Oh yeah. And some of these financial things aren't turnkey, you know, 5-minute projects. Some of them take a little thoughtfulness, a little planning, maybe some coordination between financial advisors, tax advisors, and family members. So that's why I think it's good to be thinking of them now before we get into November. And then you give yourself time to execute. One of my pet peeves is we have some clients that call us, you know, a couple of days after Christmas and want to do year-end items. And you don't leave yourself much leeway in terms of thoughtful planning and time to make mistakes before the deadline hits. So there's a couple of things there. So one of the big things that longtime investors are probably familiar with is when you have a down stock market, one of the things you can do is do what's called tax loss harvesting. Tax loss harvesting is when you sell assets that are down in value and realize the capital loss. And that can give you two benefits. First off, it can offset gains that you may have incurred in other pieces of your portfolio or in other assets. So that's one benefit. But also, if you generate a net loss, meaning that your total losses incurred exceed your gains, you can actually deduct up to $3,000 per year of that against your return, even if you don't itemize your deduction. So it could actually save you some tax dollars both through avoiding gains but also deducting those losses up to $3,000. So in a down year, that's something that you have to do proactively. There's a twist to that, though, Steve, that's important. Some people will use that as an excuse just to get out of the market when it's down. So what we suggest, if you're going to do a tax loss harvest, let's say I own ABC Corporation, I want to make sure I realize that loss, use that tax asset of a capital loss, but then I might want to turn around and immediately buy another stock, XYZ Corporation, so that if the market starts to recover, I don't miss that recovery. You cannot rebuy or repurchase the same stock you sold if you took a loss for at least 30 days. It's what's called the wash sale rule. So go ahead and get that loss, but make sure you don't buy the same asset back in 30 days, and make sure that if you want to stay invested, it's still right to be in the market, that you move laterally to another holding.
Right, and of course, Brian, no one can say whether or not the market's going to recover, but looking at history, as we've said almost every week when we get together, myself, I mean, I'm not doing anything. My retirement is right where it is, and I'm not planning on doing anything different. As a matter of fact, I'm going to enjoy the fact that the any match that I get is probably going to be bought low, and hopefully, 20 years from now, sold high. But as we prepare for next week's full hour, is there any homework for our listeners? Anything they should maybe look at? So they have that in mind when they hear what you have to say next Friday?
Yeah, I think one thing to look at is look at what your income is this year compared to last year. And when I say income, that could be income from earnings, could be income from pensions and Social Security. It could also be income that you derive from your investments, things that you've sold at a profit, or the dividends and interest that you might receive from various investments. That's one thing we've seen a lot of people who've had changes in income this year. On the positive side, things like pension, Social Security got pretty good cost of living adjustments as inflation hit last year, and we're getting another big cost of living adjustment next year. But also a lot of our clients who receive a lot of investment income, again, dividends, interest, capital gains, they actually have far less income this year. So looking back at this year and do an assessment of, what did I earn this year from my investments, my earnings, and my other sources? Because we'll talk a lot about ways to capitalize if your income's down.
All right. Well, there's a little sneak peek at next week's financial update. Brian, I appreciate the time you take with us each week, but really looking forward to that full hour next week in the 1 o'clock hour on ABQ Connect. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Steve. You do the same.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. And remember Monday to join us back here at 1 o'clock every weekday afternoon at 1 for ABQ Connect on KLYT.
Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.